With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is clamping down on a visa program.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a pause in the processing of diversity lottery applications after the suspect in the Brown University shootings was linked to the visa program. The gunman, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot, was a Portuguese national who obtained permanent residence via the diversity visa lottery program. Halting the applications was presented as keeping Americans safe. But critics said the Trump administration is using the attack to achieve a broader goal of reducing legal immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ford Motor Company issues a recall.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a parking function problem that could lead to them rolling away. The Detroit automaker says that the recall includes some 2022 to 2026 F-150 Lightnings, 2024 to 2026 Mustang Mach-Es, and 2025-2026 Mavericks. At issue is the integrated parking module, which may fail to lock into the park position when the driver shifts into park. Ford says it'll implement a park module software update for free. Keith Peters, Washington.
The issue of DEI is heating up.
The head of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission urging white men to report workplace discrimination based on race or sex. Andrea Lucas, a sharp critic of DEI initiatives, is calling on affected individuals to contact the agency. Meanwhile, critics claim that DEI creates fairness for one and all, even white men. Former EEOC Chair Jenny Yang calls Lucas' focus on white men problematic. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. Christianity is losing its grip on young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Egypt and Iran, two Muslim nations where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each nation's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, the sport's governing body, and are threatening not to play the match on June 26th at Seattle Stadium. At the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, FIFA fiercely defended the right to host the nation's cultural norms. This is SRN News. Jake Paul's jaw was broken in two places in his loss to former world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua in Miami last night. The YouTuber confirmed the damage. Joshua scored a sixth-round knockout victory. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Down goes Paul!
Jake Paul loses his heavyweight fight to Anthony Johnson in the sixth round of their Friday night bout in Miami.
I'm feeling good. That was fun. I love this sport. I gave it my all.
Two-time heavyweight champ Joshua displaying why he's one of boxing's elite punchers, dropping Paul more than once before delivering a right to the head in the sixth round to crush the YouTuber's upset dream.
He did amazing. He hits really hard, and I just did my personal best.
Paul also says his jaw was broken in the fight. Audio courtesy Netflix and MVP. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.